USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
To the Senate race in Florida, the winner still not certified, and now there will be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Under the law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, it triggers a manual recount. And seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up 208 points, the NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It remains unclear if Nancy Pelosi will be elected by fellow Democrats to be Speaker of the House. About 17 Democrats say they want someone else for the top slot. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House elect California Congressman Kevin McCarthy as their new leader. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise will be the House Minority Whip. And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, will be chair of the House Republican Conference. USA Radio's Wendy King now with additional details.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. Republicans will be the minority in the House for the first time since 2011. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on the aftermath of the California wildfires. More and more bodies being found in the town of Paradise, wiped out by the flames. House after house, building after building, gone. And now there are new numbers on the people who lost their lives. Some found dead in their cars along roads and highways. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
59 people are known to have died, with over 100 still missing are unaccounted for. The fire is 40% contained in California. Fire's Ken Pemlot has an update on the situation.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires. We're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes.
Changing gears now, Netflix testing something new as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Netflix experimenting with the idea of offering mobile-only subscriptions. It's testing it overseas as the company is looking to find ways to make the streaming service more accessible, it says. The first trial run's already been rolled out in Malaysia, where users can currently sign up for the cheaper mobile-only subscription. Subscribers to the plan are able to watch on one handheld device, such as a smartphone or tablet. Videos delivered in standard definition, though, not high def. Mobile-first continents like Asia and Africa are seeing the biggest increase in consistent mobile users, according to a study from earlier this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.